Okay, as you all saw, and probably a lot of you anticipated, we made a trade with our first pick. And what we did, we had a couple of teams called us, and we had several players that we liked that's still available for us tomorrow. And to be able to pick up that 98th pick from Minnesota, we think is just going to be another good player, or we could take that pick and use it to move back up in the second or in the third to go get another another player. That I'll take questions.
You were told, Kevin, earlier today that there were 9 potential targets. Obviously, all of them were not gone by the time 29 came up. How many of them had left before that?
I won't divulge that. But we still had players that we like, and that's the reason why we felt it was very good about moving back, still thinking that we could get one of those players. Well, we talked about there were a couple of players that we felt like we could trade up, but, you know, it can get expensive. You know, there were a lot of trades in today's draft, and we felt better about going back. You know, after a certain number of players went off the board, then we feel like going back would be a better benefit for us.
Terms of the guys that are still left, how attractive is that group? It seems a lot of these guys were still projected as first-rounders.
Well, yeah. Like I said, we have some guys that if we were stuck at 29, we could have picked, you know. And one of those guys is still available for us and could be available at that 36th pick, yeah. I think it's 36, right? 35? 35, okay. I know it's the third pick tomorrow, right?
Despite not getting anything, you still feel it was a productive night for the Ravens?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you can't control what's going to happen. And as long as I'm here, hopefully I'm picking 29, 30, 31, or 32. And then when you watch the board come off the way it did today, you know, to have the ability to go back, acquire another player and still to get a player that you probably would have taken at your pick is good business for us.
When the Patriots moved up, were you surprised that they got to pay Hightower? What was your reaction?
No, you know, we started to hear that, you know, the two players that they really like were Chandler Jones and Hightower. And hey, one thing about Bill, I mean, you know, all year long people talked about how bad the defense. Bill's a defensive coordinator by heart, okay? So he got really good in his front seven with Chandler Jones and Hightower today.